At 1UP, we believe in being curious and taking a little bit of value from everyone. So welcome to the Breadcrumb series, where we get bite-sized amounts of previous episodes and can hear a new perspective in less than 5 minutes. This breadcrumb is from the episode Build a Sustainable and Budget-Friendly Wardrobe, How Andigan is Reinventing Fashion.
Yeah, I think growing up in New Zealand and, you know, being a Kiwi, I was, you know, influenced by Western media. It was always very trendy to, I guess, trendy and also more accepted to thrift or buy off marketplaces. I would personally go to thrift stores myself, and I noticed that even within my friend group of, you know, similar culture and backgrounds, they didn't really want to engage in like secondhand shopping. And I personally would get a lot of negative comments from my mum, like, why would you not just buy that brand new? Like, why are you buying someone else's clothes? And, you know, all these comments. And I think in a lot of Asian culture, even to this day, you know, buying brand new or buying known brands and, you know, all of that is definitely a status symbol. And, you know, it's a sign of wealth, basically proving that you can afford it and you don't need to buy secondhand. And so even some of my friends experienced this when they were supporting me. You know, they would buy like a couple of pre-loved dresses and their parents would just frown upon that and were told to not wear it because it's almost embarrassing or it's something they don't, you know, they're not proud of. So yeah, definitely the stigma is something that I would like to challenge. And that's why it's, you know, still so close to my heart.
Yeah, it's so interesting that because it's almost like in the Western world, it's sort of become trendy. And like you mentioned, it's like a not only a good thing to buy secondhand, but a cool thing to buy secondhand as well. And it's a whole culture of thrifting and being thrifty in general. I think that's another part of what you've done with Andigan is you've made the ability to buy secondhand more attractive. You know, if you look at your site, it looks great. The way you style the clothes is really innovative. And I think that you bring that kind of lens into the way that you position what Andigan looks like as a brand as well. Would you agree?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think that was kind of the whole thing about that was it was trying to make it modern, right? I think a lot of people are still put off because when you think secondhand to people who weren't typically shopping secondhand and they're not educated in that space, they automatically think, you know, old and dirty and all these kind of negative stigmas. And so I think what we really wanted to do was really make Andigan almost like you're shopping with any other big retailers, like as if you're scrolling through ASOS or like whatever other big brands you kind of scroll through. It feels good. It feels fresh. It feels clean. It feels, you know, all of these things that you want from secondhand fashion, but you're a bit hesitant to give it a go. And I know, you know, from just feedback from our customers is that a lot of people do feel, you know, they've never shopped secondhand before and it's their first time and they're like, wow, this is actually great. Like the clothes are not like, some of these clothes are brand new with tags on or like they've just been literally worn once and it literally still feels brand new. And I think we've been able to shock a lot of customers in a good way, of course. So yeah, no, it's definitely, yeah, you're right on that one.
It's so interesting because, you know, the common customer base or whatever of your local thrift store would be people who are used to op shopping or buying secondhand, or they're going there intentionally or for a purpose. But it sounds like in your case, you've actually been able to convert a lot of people who wouldn't have previously done that to maybe considering secondhand.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I think when like you're right, we do have a split of customers. We do see from like customer feedback and stuff, we've been able to see a lot of people who are traditionally thrifters and they're like, oh, this is great. Like if I don't have the time anymore or if my life situation has changed, you know, like I think when you're in uni or you're younger, you have a lot more time on your hands. But once you get to like, you know, you're working full time or you're, you know, starting a family or, you know, situations have changed, you have less time. So we've been able to kind of, serve all different types of customers in that sense.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the 1UP Project. If you want to find more stuff just like this, check out our other apps or follow us at the 1UP Project on Instagram or TikTok. See you there.